Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I get to introduce you to a new friend I just met a couple of months ago at a speaking engagement, and I'm just delighted to bring her to your attention and to your world because what a bundle of energy she is. Look at that incredible smile. Katie Richardson, thank you so much for being with me today.
Sharon Lecter, it's awesome to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you have incredible families. We're going to talk about that, but you really help entrepreneurs find their calling, find their voice, and then I love bring their magic into the world.
Yeah.
And you have such vitality. You grew your own company and then you started helping other people. I just love the fact you focus both on business and life. So finding the value and the joy in being a family person as well as a businesswoman. And I think that you embody that. And so I love it when I can find people to teach what they walk the talk. So thank you for being with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love that you can appreciate those things as well.
Well, it's been a long journey. I always didn't always have that balance that I like to talk about. But, I think when people focus just life and business, they forget that there's also faith and family and fun. And There's all kinds of aspects. And it's something that I teach a lot today is don't think of the word balance. Think about the word fulfillment in all aspects of your life.
Yeah, so good.
So Katie, I always like to ask my guests to start off and tell us, where you started, little Katie, and how you got to where you are. So give us a little bit of background, little Katie.
Little Katie was very curious about the world. And I was a young girl who was the fourth of six kids. And when I was three, my mom had twins. And my mom, looking back as a mother myself, my mother had to have been kind of overwhelmed, right? And had her hands full. And as the fourth, kind of the middle child, I was very self-sufficient. And I just was curious about the world and would go explore and play. And my mom gave me access to a lot of things. She had a garage full of power tools. and I just loved making and building and creating. And she would cut out different shapes of wood. And then we would sit in the kitchen together and we would paint them and, Halloween decorations or Christmas decorations. And so from a young age, I was working with my hands and making things that maybe didn't exist previously. Right. And I loved that process of kind of thinking of an idea, having a vision of something, and then actually building and creating it. And I really feel like that was so foundational for ultimately what I ended up studying at Brigham Young University, which was product design, and then to becoming an entrepreneur. And then today really being a coach to entrepreneurs. So much of it has been that process of understanding creation and learning how to build and create. So one of the things that, I've heard your podcast before, and one of the things that kind of came up for me, I think at a young age, was believing that I was invisible. And I think part of it was just being that fourth of six kids and then having twins and my mom being really overwhelmed. I just believed that I just was kind of insignificant and not really somebody important or special. I felt like I was very ordinary and I was kind of okay with that. And when you're a toddler and you're invisible, that feels like a superpower, right? But as I grew up, and I remember junior high and high school, I also felt invisible then. And it started to become this kind of painful piece of me. And it's not really something that I could describe to people, but there was just kind of this maybe shadow or sadness that I was not one of the important people in the world. And so that was a big part of my identity growing up, and which ultimately had to kind of confront and face and address and evolve as I became a business owner. And I'm sure, Sharon, like maybe you and other women who are listening to this, I think sometimes as women in general, we can kind of feel not as important and invisible. And so I think it was this combination of being a woman, being the middle child, my mom being overwhelmed, and like just kind of creating that belief about myself at a really young age.
Well, I think what I'm hearing though is the ability for you to really look back and analyze it and not be judgmental about it and really look at, you know, the search of circumstances around you. I mean, I think self-worth is a huge issue for a lot of people. And what you're mm-hmm. saying, a lot of our listeners I know are sitting back going, yep, that was me. That was me. I grew up, I was only the youngest of two daughters, and I had bright red hair and freckles, and I was always feeling like I was different and that I just didn't fit in anywhere. And it was interesting. So we each have those things that happen to us as young women or young men that kind of mark us. And it's a matter of being able to detach what happened from the emotional scars and say, okay, wait a minute, you know, I am who I am today because of all those things I went through. And I love the fact that your message today is very much, you know, who am I, right? And, you know, what's working now? I love over your left shoulder. I love that. Yes. Talk a little bit. You created a very successful company. I talk about companies, successful businesses solve problems or serve needs. So tell us a little bit about the company that you created.
Well, I went to school for product design and I got educated in creating consumer products and didn't really have a plan other than finishing school with what I would potentially do with that. I never imagined myself as a business owner or an entrepreneur or even I would call like a professional. I'd always imagined myself as a mother. And I did quite well in school. I got a scholarship from General Motors. I received national awards for my designs. And, but then once I got married and started having kids, I had thought, okay, this was like kind of the end of the story of Katie, honestly. And, you know, I had a couple kids and just, I felt like this, there was this piece of me that had done really well before I became a mother. And then that piece of me was kind of just invisible now. Right. And yes, I was great at doing crafts at the kitchen table. I mean, I could show you some really cool crafts I was doing with my kids, but there was still this piece of me that was like not being fulfilled. And it was the piece of Katie that was like really being pushed to her limits and growing and stretching when it comes to my creative ability. And that kind of made me sad. And so that combined with an experience that I had with a baby product store owner, I was just in her store shopping. And she almost like pretty much attacked me and said, where'd you get all of this stuff? And she was pointing to a hat and shoes and a blanket and a baby carrier, all things I had made on my mom's 1962 Bernina. And she was just like, where'd you get all of this stuff? And I was really embarrassed. And I just said, what do you mean? I needed her to specifically call it out. I didn't want to assume that she liked the things that I had made. And she did. She pointed it all out. And I said, oh, you like that? Oh, I made it. And she said, you made it? Are you kidding me? I go to all the trade shows. This is hot. I want you to make it for me. And I was like, what? I'm not a business owner. And it really kind of, without realizing it, I was putting up walls, Sharon. And I couldn't even imagine myself. I mean, I had two kids at the time. And let's be honest, like I was lucky if my teeth got brushed. So the idea of trying to make a product for some other store owner to buy, I was just like, when am I going to do that? And she said something that really changed my life. And I'm so grateful for her to this day. She grabbed me by the shoulders, looked me straight in the eyes. And she said, look, I understand that you're really busy right now, but someday these kids are going to grow up. They'll be in school full time and you're going to have some extra time on your hands. And you will wish that you had done something with these gifts and these talents that you have. And that really hit me, Sharon. I knew that I was talented at some things. And I was trying to just ignore the fact that that wasn't being developed anymore. And so when she called it out like that, that potential regret that I might feel someday, it did not sit well with me.
She was letting you know you were not invisible to her.
She was. Yeah, that's true. And I just, from that experience, she convinced me to sell some products to her. And I still remember what it felt like to watch her place my products on her store shelf. It was the most exhilarating thing I'd ever felt. And I wasn't expecting that. And I felt like I was floating on clouds to be in one store. I couldn't even believe what that felt like. And like from that point on, I started to chase that feeling of what it's like to have more people know about you, going back to the being invisible thing, like more people knowing about you, valuing your products or your ideas, and really wanting something that you have created. Like that just became so exhilarating for me. And that's what I started to chase. Yeah. And ultimately, to your point, I ended up building a multi-million dollar international business, and those products that I had created very quickly were on 2,000 stores in the US and in 26 different countries. And it just exploded, Sharon. And
you weren't chasing that fame. That fame came to you.
No.
Because you were creating something that people wanted. And so you put it out there and you created the pathway that they could get to you. And as a result, you created a huge company. You had tremendous media success as a result of it, because you were young, vibrant, and dedicated to solving people's problems.
Yeah. And to your point about the creation, I created the brand. I created the products. I even got patents, both domestically, internationally, for those products. And I owned all of that. And so that was a big part of that success, is if you wanted this solution, there was only one place you could get it. And I had created it.
So is there one thing that you can point to? I always hate people ask me this question, so I'm going to apologize before I ask it. But with throughout the business process, all right, and we're going to talk when you come into the private Facebook group a little bit about the downturns, but was there a pinnacle during that process? Obviously, seeing your product in the store for the first time, it's like seeing your book in the bookstore for the first time. I mean, you just can't describe the feeling that you get, where you said, Katie, job well done.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a process in that business? Describe that moment.
Yeah, I remember it very well. So I had started with some cut and sew products that I had designed. And the reason for that was I could do low manufacturing volume and I could fund it myself. But I started to create a product on paper that would require overseas manufacturing. And that requires literally tens of thousands of dollars that you would invest into the tooling and the importing the raw goods. And so in order for that to work, I needed to prove the concept and then get purchase orders. And so I had developed this product and was working with attorneys to get it patented and needed to get orders for it. So I fly to New York to go to a show in New York at the Javits Center. And this is like the moment where it has to take off, Sharon. And we're living on food storage. My husband's making a really small salary because in his free time, in my quote free time, we were developing this product that we felt was like super innovative. And I take it to the trade show and I'm talking to the store buyers, Target, Costco, Nordstrom, and they're all really interested in it. But at the end of the day, Sharon, none of them placed an order. And I went home empty-handed. I barely had enough money to buy a cookie that my boys were going to then share. Like that was the souvenir I brought home to them. And I remember just feeling so devastated. Like I was a total failure. I'd been working on this company for almost 2 years now, and I'd just fallen flat on my face. And it was really embarrassing and humiliating. And I really just felt like it's time for me to crawl in a hole and just admit that I'm not good at this business thing. And my husband, thankfully, he asked me, you know, like, what happened to the show? And I told him the whole story and how nobody wanted it and how they were asking me questions like, what are your lead times for this? What are your minimum order quantities? What's your wholesale price, your retail price? What does the retail package look like? Do you carry insurance for this? And I, honestly, Sharon, I didn't know the answer to all of those things. And so I told him this story, how everybody said no. And he said, actually, Katie, they didn't tell you no. What happened is they asked you a bunch of questions that you didn't have the answers to. And we just have to answer those questions and they'll all buy. In fact, if we answer these questions, we'll be shipping this product all over the world. And I was as low as I could get, I think. And in some ways that's a great place to be because the only place to go is up. And I was like, okay, this sounds crazy, but let's double down. Let's like really go after this. And I did. I went and answered all of those questions. A year later, I went back to the trade show, Sharon, and that's the moment that changed my life. And everybody who came into the booth placed an order. And from that show, it was in Vegas this time, we had so many international interests that my husband flew directly from Vegas to Germany because there was a Germany show in Cologne the following weekend. And he picked up like 20 of our distributors at that show as well. And so instantly we like, it just went from nowhere to nobody to nothing to all of a sudden it was generating over $1 million wholesale that first year. And being featured on the Ellen DeGeneres show, the Rachel Ray show, the Today show, we were named product of the year by Pregnancy and Newborn magazine. Like it exploded. And that was the moment where I was like, good job, Katie. Like, I think this is going to work.
You realize you weren't invisible anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you continue building that company and then you decided that it was time for you to help other entrepreneurs. Talk about that transition from owning your business to going into coaching.
You know, I talk to entrepreneurs a lot about identity, and without realizing it over the 8, 9, 10 years that I had built this company, Pudge, what I hadn't realized is so much of my identity had become wrapped up in this company. And it was an incredible brand. It still is, by the way. It's still out there. You know, it got me a lot of attention and it became this vehicle that I could kind of shine my light into the world and become a reason for people to talk to me. And so when I built up this company and then ultimately, you know, I just wasn't having babies anymore. I wasn't in the infant space. It was very much an infant company. And I myself had evolved. And so when I got this offer that I couldn't refuse, it was like, cool, let's sell the company and make a jump in a new direction. Not realizing, Sharon, that so much of my identity was going to be left behind. And so I was excited. I'm an adventurous person. I was excited to make the leap and the jump, jumped into coaching. And then very quickly, it was like, hold on a second. What have I just done? Did I just make the biggest mistake of my life? Like, I felt like I was starting over. And am I a brand? Am I me? What's my message? And I thought that I had known those things previously. I'd been coaching people on the side. People were coming to me saying, you've built this incredible big business and you're happy in your marriage. You have 4 kids. You seem really grounded. What is going on? And so I would coach people on the side inside of my business, but it was interesting. It was kind of easy to sell my coaching when it wasn't my business. But when it became my business, the question for me was, how do I do this in a way where I'm not wrapped up in the business of it and staying focused on genuinely helping and serving people? So yeah, I had to go through a major identity crisis in that shift and really ask those questions of who am I? I'm no longer Pudge and I'm no longer even a product designer. Like I'm moving forward as a coach and I don't have any sort of certification for that. Nobody has, you know, knighted me or whatever you call that and saying like, you now have permission to go be a coach, go and do your thing.
But right? I'm going to challenge you there because yes, your brain was saying, I'm no longer Pudge. I'm no longer product designer. But the reality is you were still all of that. You still are the creator, founder, and developer of Pudge. You're still a fantastic product designer, given your experience. The fact that you aren't currently with Pudge means that you built a hugely successful company and sold it at a very young age, something to be very proud of. And so part of that is our own self-worth being coming into play and challenging us. But you are still 100% founder, developer, builder of Pudge, and a product, a pretty darn good product designer. Now you have the opportunity to take all of those things that you learned along the way to share it with other people on their journeys. So it's a pretty exciting time.
So true. Yeah. And to your point, it was interesting because I wasn't technically a product designer anymore, but as a coach, what I was doing is I was helping people design and create their business, their life, like how to pull their dreams into reality and not have it just be a dream anymore. And I was literally using my same design and creation process to help them in their business. Yeah.
So today, tell us what your world looks like.
Well, I'm right here Zooming with you from my studio. It's in my backyard. I'm in a like 20 by 14 studio, and I come out here in the day and I one-on-one coach. I also have a podcast called What's Working Now. And I do like courses and programs and one-on-one coaching and group coaching. And, you know, it's interesting because there's lots of different ways that I can help and serve people. But at the end of the day, Sharon, like what lights me up is helping people to put their magic into the world. And I think it goes back to that little Katie who felt invisible. Like, I want you to be a rock star. I want people to know your name and know how incredible you are, and for you to not have a thing about the fact that you're really exceptional at some things. And so that's what lights me up, is really empowering people with the mindsets, the skill sets, the tool sets that they need to put their magic out there into the world. And fortunately, I'm married to an incredible man who I love dearly and who is so supportive with me and the work that I do. And I've got four beautiful kids. So like my days are really interesting and different than what maybe I could have ever imagined before. I get up early, I pray, I meditate, I exercise, I read scripture, and then I go into the house and for like 2 hours, I'm with my kids and they're high school, junior high, elementary school. And it gives me a chance to spend a little bit of one-on-one time with them, you know, getting them out the door, getting them breakfast, helping them brush their teeth, all those things. And I really just decided that that's my special time with them. And so I do, I spend time with each of them in the mornings. And then once they're gone, I'm like, sweet. Now I'm Katie, Coach Katie. And I go into my studio and I do my thing, my magic, right? And help my clients with whatever it is that they're facing and addressing in that moment. And then like 4 o'clock, I turn it all off. That's when the bus is at the end of my driveway. And from that point on, I'm really present with my family.
That's fantastic. I think that's everybody's dream. I love that. So Katie, how can people find you? They want to learn more about you. Certainly
yeah.
Your podcast, What Working Now, is great.
Yeah, What's Working Now is an awesome podcast. You can hear a lot more of my in-depth story, the first 8 episodes. And then I love to interview fascinating entrepreneurs and really kind of dive into the details of what's working specifically. I want to find both the principle and the application. So you can find me at What's Working Now. You can find me on Instagram, katie.live. I've got a website, katierichardson.com. And I would love to hear from you. Like, I want to hear your story. I want to hear your dreams, and in whatever way that I can help and support you, I would love for you to reach out.
I love this, Katie. Thank you so much. And I'm going to invite you to hang out for a few more minutes. We're going to do a second recording for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. So all of you watching and listening, if you want to hear more of Katie's story, please make sure you join that group and share this with your network, because incredible information. Don't be invisible. Katie wants to help you go from invisible to rock star, and something that she's done in her life, and she's helped countless others. And it's all about power of association and standing in your own power. So thank you, Katie, so much for being with me today, and I appreciate your wisdom. And just, I want to congratulate you on all your success, and you are a real living testament to standing in your own power and creating the life you deserve. So thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And you know that you're a big part of that story. Like, the whole reason I became an entrepreneur is because of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
No.
So thank you. Katie.
Well, I appreciate you very much. I thank you. And for all of you watching and listening, make sure you tune in for the private Facebook group. But please know that to play big is being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. So go out today and make a little bit more impact. Take care. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.